Colored letters appear on a black background. Film Nation presents a Lou Skymer film, Brave Star, the Legend. Gold words rush forwards from a background of stars and colored nebula in space. Music composed and performed by Frank Becker. Written by Bob Forward, Steve Hayes. Executive Vice President of Creative Affairs, Arthur H. Nadel. Produced by Lou Skymer. Directed by Tom Tatarinowicz. A red planet floats through space, revealing twin stars behind it, along with speeding comets and a multitude of planets. Three suns line up in conjunction, one bright blue, one deep red, and one burning yellow. A totem pole-shaped spaceship speeds away from the sun towards a nearby planet. Inside, a Native American shaman stands at the damaged controls, which spark beneath his fingers.
The time has come. The evil force lies in wait on the planet of New Texas below. It wants to destroy us, as it did our people.
A door slides open, and he enters a large room where a young man with thick dark hair lies in a stasis chamber. The shaman looks down at him.
Though I have taught you much, you are not yet ready to face this evil. For now, I must face it alone.
Light shines from the shaman's eyes as he stares at a lever which glows and moves.
In a few moments, this ship will crash on the planet below. Even with all my magic, I may not survive. But you shall, child. You and the powers of your destiny.
He waves his hand over the young man, who begins to glow.
There is a galactic Marshall space station within range of your emergency capsule. I have ensured that they shall find and care for you when you awaken. If the fates permit, we will meet again. And should that come to pass, you will know me by this.
He breaks a gold necklace in half and places part in the stasis chamber.
Farewell.
The spaceship jettisons the stasis chamber as it flies through an asteroid field. Then the shaman picks up a long gold spear.
Evil one, now do your worst. You think you have brought me to destruction, and so you may. But I shall surround this ship with walls of stone. And if I survive this crash, be warned, evil one. Your rule of terror shall be no more.
Green electrical sparks fly from the spear, and a bright green light covers the shaman. As the spaceship passes through the asteroid field, the green electrical lights reach out and latch onto several asteroids, pulling them towards it, forming a layer of rock protecting the ship. The rocks fuse together over the ship as it enters the planet's atmosphere. Inside, the shaman is on his knees.
Ah!
The ship flies over the desert-like surface of the planet, smashing through the rocks before deflecting off a boulder and crashing down onto the top of a tall, narrow mountain. The rock-covered ship glows red with the heat and fuses upright to the mountain. The outer shell cracks and falls away as it cools, leaving the huge, stone-covered remains of the ship set on top of the tall mountain. As the smoke clears, the structure is revealed to be an enormous totem pole formed out of the rock, showing the heads of a bear, wolf, puma, and hawk. Inside the ship, the shaman has aged.
I live. Do you hear me, Stampede? I live!
Nearby, several short, orange-haired prairie people wearing mining helmets burst out of the ground and stare at the mountain. A cross-shaped ship with a long horned skull at the center rests against a mountain.
He lives. Failure! A shaman survived. He whose powers equal my own is now on this planet. My dominion of evil is threatened. I need an ally, a servant. And I sense one nearby. Come on.
A line of prairie people load a ship with glowing gems.
Come on! Move it, you varmints! How lucky can you get? Not only is this godforsaken planet rich in terium, the rarest element in the universe, but it's also got this handy supply of furry critters to use as slaves. Ain't that wonderful, my dear ex-partner?
You inhuman monster. You have no right to treat them.
Shut up, McBride. You're lucky I let you live. Hey, get back to work, critter.
The purple-skinned man sees one of the prairie people untying McBride. A squat, smoking prairie person named Scuzz chases him off, kicking McBride as he goes. McBride sees a hologram of a woman.
JB, my poor little girl. Daddy will be home soon.
No, he won't. Ain't no room for excess baggage, McBride. Including you.
You greedy fool! You'll overload the ship! That's too much carrium!
No such thing as too much carrium! Adios, partner. I'll leave you here with these buzzballs.
The purple-skinned man strides up the ramp onto the spaceship, followed by Scuzz. A moment later, they kick one of the prairie people out of the opening, then close the door. Inside the ship, they sit at the controls surrounded by piles of glowing curium crystals.
And now to refuel.
He drops a fragment of curium into the ship's engine, and the systems light up.
Power the ship all of next year. And now...
As the ship takes off, the ground shakes and the edge of the cliff collapses beneath McBride.
Come on, you tin junkie! Fly!
The overladen ship plunges to the ground behind the mountains, then explodes. McBride lays on the rocky ground. He stirs and looks at his legs.
Can't move my legs.
He looks up and sees the white-haired shaman standing over him. Then his vision blurs and he blacks out. One of the prairie people watches, holding McBride's hologram disc. Stampede appears at the site of the crash.
Greed, cruelty, evil. You are perfection itself. You shall serve me well.
The body of the purple-skinned man rises into the air.
Take now these powers! Transformation!
The demonic stampede sends bolts of energy into the suspended figure.
Destruction! And sorcery!
He explodes, leaving a pile of glowing embers.
Feel your new powers, my servant. Rise and face your master! Tex Hex!
White-haired Tex Hex appears from the embers. He fires bolts of lightning from his hands at Scuzz, who suddenly springs to life.
Even as the evil alliance between Tex Hex and Stampede is formed, the Galactic Rescue Ship arrives to save McBride. But as they do so, the great wealth of the planet is revealed to all the galaxy, and so it begins.
And now they shall come. The good and the bad, the best and the worst, the miner, the merchant, and the criminal. Greed will bring them here, into my grasp. Thus is my plan. Those who are evil shall be recruited into an army of terror, such as the galaxy has never seen. And those who are good shall be destroyed.
Thus, as the years pass, the galaxy comes to the planet of New Texas.
The number of buildings in a small settlement increases.
It will never be the same again.
The settlement has become a thriving town.
Howdy, man.
A large, green, muscular man with an orange handlebar mustache spits nails into the mustache sign above his bar. Two prairie people look through the window, and Handlebar shoos them away. A robotic undertaker offers his card to a passing man who coughs.
For even as the mining town grows and prospers through the years, Tex Hex, under Stampede's secret orders, recruits the planet's outlaws into a powerful gang of terror. In the town, he finds Sandstorm, a powerful villain, and easy to recruit.
Bandits chase a flying stagecoach.
Many criminals threaten the carrying shipments, but only the most evil, such as Cactus Head, a matter-changing mechanism of menace, can truly be considered for the gang.
Cactus Head creates a wall in front of the stagecoach, causing it to crash.
He is dangerous.
Cactus Head is a small robot with a cactus on his head.
And will stop at nothing in order to satisfy his criminal greed. He is just what Tex Hex is looking for.
Tex Hex and Cactus Head disappear in a flash of light.
The search takes Tex Hex to the mining camps, where he discovers the reptilian renegade, Vipra. Her paralyzing Venomizer allows her to freely loot the hard-earned wealth of the honest miners. But Tex Hex promises greater conquests and greater rewards. In a lonely showdown in the middle of the desert is discovered the evil Thunderstick, whose blasting arm can defeat most anybody. But not all. As Tex Hex proves.
Robotic Thunderstick points his gun arm at Tex Hex, who waves his hand, and the gun fizzes. They disappear together, leaving a confused prospector who is being robbed.
It is a fearful time.
An angry crowd gathers in town.
I tell you, it has to stop. Why, we put up with these outlaws for too many years, and they just get worse.
Dang right. I'm a bit tired of having my stage robbed every day.
Hey, get out of here, you critters. This meeting's only for people. Get out of here.
A miner kicks at two prairie people who quickly run and hide, then begin to dig.
I've overheard rumors that Tex Hex is forming up a gang. And I say that if we don't get some law around here, I'm gonna start making some of my own.
No, hold on a minute. We can't take the law in our own hands. I have been thinking of calling for a planetary marshal.
One? Heck, Mayor, we need a dozen, 100, 1,000.
The flag is shot from the flagpole, and the stunned crowd turn to see Tex Hex.
Well, now, them some right pretty speeches y'all been making. But you're wasting your breath talking about lawmen. Because from now on, I'm the law around here. And I'd like all of you to meet a few of my deputies. They're all gonna help me make this the kind of planet I like.
We won't take orders from outlaws, Tex Hex. Now get out of our town.
Our town? My town, Handlebar.
No!
As Handlebar charges towards him, Tex Hex pulls out a gun and shoots him.
One hero down. Anyone else?
The nervous crowd stare at him in silence.
I thought not. Show him we mean business, boys.
Wreck the place!
As the town people flee, the Undertaker watches from his shop. A bolt of fire skims past him, and he hides inside. The mayor dives onto the floor in his office, then scrambles for a nearby radio.
Mayday! Mayday! Mayor Derringer of New Texas calling the Galactic Marshal's headquarters. I need an army of marshals here immediately!
Far above the planet, a silver spaceship with a large sail flies through space. Inside a large library-like chamber, Native American Marshal Bravestar sleeps on a couch with his white cowboy hat covering his eyes. A red-haired woman in a purple dress enters. She strolls through the chamber and selects a large hardback book from a shelf, then drops it onto the floor. Bravestar wakes and watches her pick the book up.
What are you looking at?
Oh, good. I'm awake. I was afraid you just might be a beautiful dream.
Oh, knock it off.
He removes his hat.
Name's Bravestar, ma'am.
Don't call me ma'am.
No, JB. Don't get snippy with the young fella. I'm Angus McBride. You must be one of the army of marshals New Texas is waiting for.
Well, yes and no. I'm a marshal, but there's no army, Mr. McBride. Just me, Bravestar.
They only sent one marshal?
Well, there's only one uprising.
He's got you there, Father. Hi. I'm the new judge of New Texas. I guess we'll be working together, huh?
You're a galactic judge?
Yeah, that's right. Any objection?
Oh, no, nothing like that. It's just you're awful pretty for a judge.
I'm also a good one. I'll thank you to remember that.
Your attention, please. This is Captain Andrews. We're approaching the asteroid shoal surrounding New Texas, and we'll be landing shortly. Crew, please prepare for docking. Thank you.
He is coming. Many long years have I waited for this moment. The days of evil here are numbered.
A hero! Not since his approach. He could be a serious threat. No matter. He will never arrive!
A bolt of energy shoots into space from Stampede's ship.
Oh, isn't this exciting? Don't you want to see this, Marshal?
I was raised in space, Judge. Frankly, I'd rather...
Look out!
An asteroid speeds towards the ship, and Bravestar smashes it to tiny fragments as it breaks through the window. As McBride and JB fight against the vacuum of space pulling them towards the opening, Bravestar rips a large metal cylinder from the floor, which he uses to plug the hole in the side of the ship.
That should hold it temporarily.
Galloping galaxies! 20 years in the newspaper business, and I've never seen anything like that.
Neither have I. I mean, how could you be so strong?
I honestly don't know, ma'am. I mean, JB, it just happens sometimes. Not often. I don't know how. Can't control it. Excuse me, I better notify someone about that breach.
Well, how about that? What do you think, Father?
I think I'm beginning to understand why they only sent one marshal.
Another failure. The hero still lives, but this battle is far from over.
Go, my servant! Find this hero they call Bravestar, and when you have found him, destroy him!
The ship carrying Bravestar flies over New Texas.
That's an unusual medallion, Bravestar. Where'd you get it?
From a great teacher who cared for me when I was young. I don't know what happened to him, but so long as I have this, I feel he's close to me.
The ship docks at a landing bay above the town where smiling Mayor Derringer waits with the townsfolk. An elevator carries Bravestar and JB down to the town.
This place is a mess. But it looks like they got the welcome mat out for you, Judge. Well, you better let me hold your thing so you can wave at them.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Bravestar. Oh, how nice of them.
The townsfolk see Brave Star carrying women's luggage and clothing.
One of our marshals? No way.
Must be. He's wearing a star.
Well, where are all the others?
They must still be on the freighter.
And we was worried about law and order coming to New Texas.
You look real cute in them dresses.
Yeah, real cute.
Hello. Hi. Oh, it's nice to see you.
This must be a joke.
Thank you for coming to meet me. What a nice way to greet your new judge.
Gosh, we didn't come to see no judge lady. We're here to see our new marshals.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, you tricked me, Brave Star.
Oh, no, ma'am. I wouldn't.
Don't bother denying it, Brave Star. I know you did. You did it deliberately, just to embarrass me.
Pay no attention to her, Brave Star. Unfortunately, my daughter inherited my hot temper, but...
Well, howdy, McBride.
Is that Tex?
I didn't figure he'd still be alive.
Well, no thanks to you.
Figures a tenderfoot like you would end up a cripple. And who's the frilly filly with you? Hey, Miss Marshall, you want us to carry your skirts?
Yeah! Your skirts?
Them hat boxes look mighty heavy for a little filly like you. You're right, boys. They are heavy. Reckon I'll take you up on your offer.
He shoves the boxes into Thunderstick's hands and ties a blanket around Tex Hex. He then hooks an umbrella into Tex's belt and pulls him along behind him.
Hey! What?
Wait for me!
Set everything down here, boys. Much obliged for your help.
As Thunderstick raises his gun, Brave Star pokes the umbrella into it and shakes his head. Scuzz falls over, and Brave Star picks up his gun.
I'm Marshal Brave Star. You folks have a law against carrying weapons in public places?
I'm afraid not.
Well, then we'll have to make one. That's your department, I think, Judge.
Yes, that's right, Marshal. And I think the first law...
Shoot him, Judge! This here is my town now. And I didn't come here to listen to you jabber. I came here to make prairie stew out of this parasol-packing peace officer.
Yeah, parasol-packing peace officer!
Well, in that case, sir, your rodent and that tin can are under arrest. Tin can! Laugh this off, Marshal!
Brave Star deflects the shot with the umbrella before pulling out his own gun and shooting Thunderstick, who falls back and lands on the floor.
I'm starting to get real annoyed with you, Marshal Brave Star. I already taught these people a lesson, but I think I'm gonna have to give you some spatial instruction.
Get him, boss!
You folks better get to safety. This is my job. You too, little pard. But thanks.
Do as he says.
JB carries the prairie person away.
Watch yourself, Brave Star. Tex Hex is meaner than a sand hornet.
Yes, and I should know.
The prairie person looks at McBride, then pulls out the hologram disc. He turns it on, then looks at the hologram of the woman before staring up at JB. Brave Star and Tex stride towards each other. Tex moves his hand towards his gun, and Brave Star's eyes narrow. Brave Star picks at his teeth with a toothpick as Tex glares at him.
Hey!
He snaps the toothpick and tosses it aside. They stare at each other, and Tex reaches for his gun. Before he has lifted it from its holster, Bravestar's gun is pointed at him. Tex begins to smile.
Looks like you outgrew me fair and square, Marshal. Too bad I don't play by the rules.
Two green snakes appear.
JB!
Bye-bye, Bravestar!
Tex shoots Bravestar, who falls to the ground where the two ghostly snakes wrap around him.
Take him away! I'm getting rid of you, Marshal. Permanently!
No!
JB, where are you going?
After Bravestar!
JB jumps on a turbo mule and flies after Bravestar. The prairie person watches her go, then digs underground and follows.
You did it, boss! You did it!
Yep. Marshal and a judge gone. Oh, not a bad day's work. Come on, Tin Can. Looks like these townspeople need another lesson. Let's go round up the gang, huh? We'll come back and really clean house.
Bravestar wakes up tied to a speeding turbo mule by the two ghost-like snakes. As he struggles, the bull-like vehicle hits a rock, and the snakes loosen their grip. He throws them to the ground and takes control of the turbo mule, speeding towards a rocky mountain. The brakes fail, and the steering horns break off in his hands. He grips onto the turbo mule's neck as it flies through a narrow cave. The shaman watches from the top of his mountain. Turbo Mule smashes through a rock wall, and the shaman watches a plume of black smoke rise over the distant mountain. The twisted remains of the vehicle spark as Bravestar lies nearby on a rock. A shadow passes over him, and he looks up.
Great galaxies. Who?
He blacks out.
Bravestar! Oh, rat!
JB lands her broken turbo mule.
Bravestar!
Two shadowy dog-like figures watch her. One of the figures throws a curved bone which knocks JB to the ground.
What? Oh, where did that stick come from? Darn near broke my... Who are you? What do you want?
Two prairie people burst from the ground and drag JB into the hole. Bravestar groans on the floor beside the shaman who stares at a fire.
Return. You and your mystic powers. For there is a destiny you must fulfill. Remember now, our people discovered a great power, but that power was desired by the evil Stampede. I said that our power plant must be protected at all costs. Oh, if only I had known the final price.
Enormous snarling horn demons appear through a cloud of smoke above the tribe, who shoot at them as they advance. Stampede watches, His eyes glow yellow, and his mouth glows blue. And on top of his head are a huge set of metallic horns. The tribe shoots and throws axes, but the horned demons continue their attack, opening their mouths and breathing fire at the men.
Stampede's lust for power was unstoppable.
Stampede rears up and becomes a fireball, which flies through the air towards the power plant and explodes nearby. A young boy with a gun stares up as Stampede appears above a huge mushroom cloud in front of him.
With all my magic, I went to face him.
The shaman appears, and a ghostly figure emerges from him, shooting a fireball at Stampede and sending him hurtling back into his ship.
I thought I had triumphed, but Stampede saw another target.
Stampede looks at the young boy. The shaman quickly scoops him up and carries him to safety as Stampede sends bolts of energy towards him.
Stampede gained the power he sought.
Stampede grasps the ball of energy on the power plant as the shaman watches.
In fear, our people fled the planet.
Stampede glows red as he absorbs the power. Dozens of ships, all shaped like totem poles, begin to lift off from the surface of the planet.
Stampede then discovered that power has a price.
The power plant explodes and the horned demons are reduced to skeletons. Wisps of red energy lift off the planet, overtaking all but one of the ships.
I will never forgive myself.
The planet explodes.
But from destruction came creation.
The ship flies through a bear constellation, then a puma, wolf, and hawk constellation.
A new power. A new hope. A new hero.
The young boy falls to the floor, bathed in purple energy, and the shaman runs to his side.
Brave Star.
Huh?
Ah, you have awakened. Greetings, brave star. We meet again. I have waited for this moment for many years.
The shaman hands Brave Star a necklace containing the broken half of a golden tablet. Brave Star stares at it and matches it to the one around his neck. He fits them together, and they magically fuse into one piece. The shaman smiles and places his hand on Brave Star's shoulder.
Shaman!
They embrace. Lightning flashes above the shaman holding the golden spear as Brave Star stands nearby.
Now is the hour of your destiny, Brave Star. Across the voids of space and time, we have rejoined to stand together against the forces of evil.
Four red lights appear in the sky, then fly through space towards a planet.
Now I may unlock the four great animal powers born within you and give them into your control. Eyes of the hawk! Ears of the wolf! Strength of the bear! Speed of the puma!
bolts of energy shoot into Bravestar, who falls to his knees. Images of the animals appear around him.
You are Bravestar, hero of New Texas!
JB opens his eyes and sits up. She looks around the large room made out of a cave which contains comfortable furniture. She opens the window to see a vast underground town populated by the prairie people. They drive trucks loaded with curium and go about their daily business. She sees the door to the room begin to open.
Who are you?
The door closes on the prairie person, knocking him to the floor.
Oh, it's you. Oh, I'm so glad to see you.
He pulls the hologram disc out of his brown robes.
Why, this is a baby picture of me. Where did you get this? Oh, you can't speak our language.
He shakes his head.
J.B. J.B.
J.B.
Mm-hmm.
J.B. points at him.
Fuzz.
Glad to meet you, Fuzz.
Glad to meet you, J.B.
That's wonderful. You'll be speaking our language in no time.
JB embraces Fuzz, then kisses him on the cheek. He swoons and rolls onto his back. The shaman is with Bravestar.
Your powers will make you mighty, Bravestar. But you need one thing more. A weapon.
His gun magically appears in his hand.
But I have weapons.
Mere toys. Put them away. You need a great weapon, one that you may trust with your life. And you shall find it there.
He points at a distant mountain.
But it will not be easy to obtain.
Nothing's been easy so far. Wish me luck.
Bravestar leaps from the mountain.
Speed of the Puma!
The shaman watches as Bravestar speeds towards the distant mountain, leaving a long streak of yellow light behind him. A metallic figure watches as Bravestar enters a large building with two statues of horses on top. Bravestar strides through the dark, cavernous building. He looks up towards the ceiling of a tall cylindrical chamber adorned with large horse statues. Light pours through a hole in the ceiling and shines down onto a blunderbuss-style gun which lies on a stone plinth.
Strength of the bear!
He bursts through the doorway.
That must be it. The weapon.
He approaches the gun, then looks round as he hears footsteps. He pauses and looks at the numerous entrances to the chamber, then sees a shadow on a wall.
Strange. Must be lost. Wonder how it got here. Sure are a funny looking horse, aren't you, boy? We'll find your owner later. Right now, I better get what I came for.
The metallic horse glares at Bravestar as he approaches the gun. The horse snorts and rears up. As Bravestar reaches for the gun, the horse, now standing upright, punches him.
You did not seem evil, so I gave you a chance. But I see now that you have come to plunder like all the others.
Now wait, I can explain.
Lies!
Bravestar leaps aside as the horse aims the gun again.
Me explain!
The horse kicks him away, then shoots him with the blunderbuss, sending Bravestar crashing through a stone statue and into the wall where he's covered by the falling rubble. The horse stares at the pile of rocks, then spits and turns away. Bravestar knocks the gun from the horse's grip, then turns to see the horse charging towards him. Bravestar ducks and kicks the horse, who crashes through the stone wall of the chamber. The dust clears, and Bravestar puts on his hat.
Now then, if you'll just hold still for a minute, maybe I can explain. I was sent here to get a great weapon.
He looks at the hole in the wall.
But I am not a thief. If the weapon belongs to you, I'll go and leave you in peace. Adios.
A fist bursts through the wall and knocks Bravestar to the floor.
We ain't finished. I ain't never lost a fight before, and I don't intend to lose this one.
Bravestar catches the horse's fist, then throws him across the chamber where he smashes through another wall. The whole building begins to shake.
The place is collapsing. We have to get out of here.
Hugo, I have been defeated. When the mountain falls, I'm gonna fall with it.
I'm not leaving you here.
You ain't got a choice.
As Bravestar crouches down, the image of a bear towers over him. Bravestar knocks the horse out with a punch, then catches both him and the gun as rocks fall on them.
Speed of the Puma!
They escape the crumbling mountain as the rocks fall around them.
You all right?
Reckon so. Figure you knocked some sense into me.
Bravestar lifts his hat and smiles at him, then turns and looks at the mountain they escaped from.
I guess I owe you one.
Nah, I say we're even.
He holds out his hand and the horse stares at it.
Nope, not yet.
The horse punches Bravestar.
Now we're even.
As Bravestar rubs his chin, the horse smiles at him, then winks. Bravestar smiles back and holds out his hand. Then they shake. JB watches as the Prairie People's chief gesticulates to the crowd.
We Prairie People beg you better now. Be nice to prairie people, we give you presents.
Oh, that's really not...
Hush now. Some better clothes for desert.
Oh, my.
A turbo mule is brought in.
We picked up your turbo mule, too, and put it in Malcarium's. Now it is Turbo Stallion. Long ago, 12 peoples were great warriors. Ancient weapon from past, we give you now.
They open a gold casket, and JB takes out a metallic hammer.
The hammer of justice.
Brave Star returns to the shaman.
I've failed, Great One. You sent me to get the great weapon, but I failed.
The horse is with him.
I could not bring myself to take it from 3030, its rightful owner.
You did not fail, Brave Star. I did not send you to get another toy. I sent you after a great weapon. One that you could trust with your life. This you have found. It is called friendship.
Brave Star rides 3030 through the desert.
I can't stand people that talk in riddles.
He said our friendship would be our greatest weapon. Where's the riddle in that?
Friendship? Well, it may not be a riddle, but it sure is a joke.
Tex Hex sits on his skullwalker at the head of his party of outlaws, sitting on turbo mules.
Town's wide open now that that dang marshal and judge are gone. You varmints ready to ride?
Sure am. Let's party!
Scuzz lights a cigar, then coughs and blows smoke over Tex Hex, who also coughs, then glares at him. Scuzz swallows the cigar, then coughs again. The outlaws speed across fiery ground of the Badlands on their vehicles. Brave Star's Marshal's badge glistens as he rides 3030 across the dry, rocky terrain. Ghostly images of the bear, wolf, puma, and hawk surround them as they go. He looks over his shoulder and sees JB catching up with him on her turbo steed. As she blows him a kiss, Fuzz arrives on his prairie rocket and salutes. As the turbo speed and prairie rocket speed ahead, Brave Star hits 3030's hide with his hat.
Why, you got nerve!
He catches up with the others, and they ride through the desert together. In the Trading Post saloon, Handlebar cleans glasses as a robotic dog sleeps and men play cards. A cloud of dust appears on the horizon as Tex Hex and his band of outlaws ride towards the town. The Trading Post shakes and Handlebar's pile of glasses shatter on the bar.
We're being attacked! Outside, everybody, move!
As the men rush from the bar, the robotic undertaker smiles.
Destroy everything!
Brave Star appears on the horizon.
Looks like I got my work cut out for me.
For us, you mean?
Ooh, me also, yeah.
Now, wait a minute.
You don't have time to argue, Brave Star. Besides, I'm the judge. Let's go.
Prairie people hide as the outlaws shoot up the town. The outlaws stand over the fallen prairie people, then suddenly look up as Brave Star appears and leaps from a rocky outcrop, landing in the middle of the group. JB throws her hammer at Viper's turbo steed, which explodes. Tex lassos Fuzz, but Brave Star shoots the rope and kicks Tex from his skullwalker. 3030 shoots Thunderstick from his turbo mule, and Fuzz lassos Scuzz, then ties him up. Brave Star sees Tex Hex magically grow, towering over the nearby buildings, and runs forward to stand in his way. Tex looks down at him with his red glowing eyes, then reaches down with both hands.
Strength of the bear!
Brave Star hits Tex, sending him flying through the air away from the town, creating a huge cloud of smoke as he lands in the distance. A strong wind blows through the town, turning the outlaws into plumes of colored smoke, which rise up and fly towards Tex.
Is it over?
Hasn't even begun yet, Mayor.
You speak truthfully, Brave Star. I must warn you, there is more evil on this planet than you know, even now. Tex Hex prepares to gather great forces of evil to help him in his vengeance. He will attack tomorrow. You must make ready.
The shaman disappears.
Now, we've got a lot of work ahead of us. This town is going to be a lot different when we get done with it. Let's get to it.
The skeletons of enormous creatures stand by the entrance to the Badlands, where Stampede's hexagon ship stands silhouetted against the night sky.
I sent out the word, Stampede, and they're here. Every hoodlum, varmint, and villain on the planet, they're coming here to join me in my revenge!
Stampede rises up behind Tex Hex.
You amuse me, Hex. An army of vermin, cowards, and cheats with such as these? You would attack Brave Star?
I'll win.
Maybe. And maybe not!
Tex jumps aside as Stampede destroys the platform he stands on.
When you are ready to attack again, I shall summon my servants from the very sands of the desert to help you.
As Brave Star uses a wooden mallet to hit enormous rivets into a metal track, the mallet breaks, and he looks at the broken end in surprise. He tosses the broken handle away, then closes his eyes. The image of the bear fades, and Brave Star punches the rivet into place. The townsfolk work together to build a huge metal structure out of girders. A metal girder lands on 3030's head. Nearby, Handlebar uses his fists to punch more of the enormous rivets into place. As JB uses her justice hammer to flatten a piece of metal on an anvil, the anvil cracks and breaks into fragments. She looks at the small hammer and smiles. Brave Brave Star and 3030 both try to bend pieces of metal. Brave Star uses the strength of the bear, and the metal folds easily. 3030 looks at him, then spits and tries again, bending the metal into a horseshoe. As Brave Star leaves, 3030 grimaces and waves his painful hand. Night falls over New Texas. As Brave Star attaches wires together, they spark.
Dang!
No, you does it wrong.
Fuzz, glad to see you. I was wondering where you were.
No, I go the way. Town folk not like fairy peoples. Call us quiddos.
But don't worry. No one's going to treat you badly while I'm around. Because that's the law. Ow!
No, hear me do it, Marshal Brave Styles.
Fuzz dives through the hatch and throws out a mouse, then jumps back out, pulling long cables behind him.
Us whaley peoples are that building stuff.
The machine turns on.
Amazing. Thanks, Fuzz. I owe you one.
Good, because Fuzz needs favor.
All right, Fuzz. What is it?
Oh, you and J.B. Law people, and you helps make bad things good. I wants to make bad things good, too. I wants to be law pupsing.
But, Fuzz, it's dangerous.
Wanna be lawman.
Fuzz?
Brave Star! Marshal Brave Star! We've got a problem, Marshal. Even with everybody working at hyper speed, we are not going to be done by tomorrow.
We're in trouble.
Then we need more workers.
No, more? We've got every citizen in the place working already. Where are we going to find more?
Right here.
No, opposite duties. Fairy people good at building stuff. I go get...
No, hold on there, Marshal. We don't want the help of these pesky critters.
It's time to put aside all prejudice, Mayor. We need their help. By the way, I was just telling Fuzz that if I ever hear anybody call him Critter, I'd bounce their bottoms right out of town.
No, just wait a minute, Marshal. I was the one who hired you here in the first place.
That doesn't make you above the law, Mayor. Right, Judge?
That's right, Marshal. So, Mayor, are you going to apologize? Or make like a rubber ball.
Mayor Derringer looks at them, then mops his brow.
Oh, all right. I apologize.
Oh, goodies. Oh, and I'll fix your ticker thing, too. Fairy people's good at that.
The impressed mayor looks at his fixed watch.
Amazing. Sir, I can see we need your people's help very badly, and we'd be right grateful for any assistance you could give us.
Fuzz rushes to the edge of the platform. Dozens of prairie people appear out of the ground. Prairie people work alongside the townsfolk as they weld and build the enormous metal structure. A huge prairie person uses a tiny hammer as a tiny prairie person carries an enormous blowtorch. JB hurts her hand as she uses a ratchet, then hits the piece of machinery, denting it.
Darn it!
Hey, take it easy.
She looks at Brave Star holding her wrist.
Tex-Hex and his gang will be damaging the place enough as it is.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry. It's just that I don't know, I guess I'm tired. I'm...
Scared? I know. Me too.
You're afraid?
Of course. Did you expect me not to be?
Well, I didn't...
Anyone who says they aren't afraid just before a fight is either a liar or not telling the truth.
Brave Star smiles at JB.
I guess.
She turns away from him, then puts her hand on her hips.
Oh, but it's hard. I keep looking out there, knowing what we're facing tomorrow, wondering if I'll ever see another sunrise.
You will. Many more.
Wish I had your confidence. I mean, we're so badly outnumbered.
JB, I can't promise you victory, but I can promise you that I'll do my best to protect you and the people of Fort Carrion.
She leans into him.
That's good enough for me. Thank you, Brave Star. I feel better now.
So do I.
They look into each other's eyes, then he pulls her close and they kiss.
Let's get back to work.
He touches her chin and turns away. Then she grabs his wrist and pulls him back for another kiss. A boy and girl prairie person pop out of the ground and watch them. The boy looks at the girl who pushes him away.
Now, let's get back to work.
You're the judge. Just take it easy on the equipment.
She flicks his hat and walks away. Brave Star watches her go, then leans against the metal structure and folds his arms.
This time will be different. This time I got me some special help. This time, I take no!
Tex Hex leads hundreds of outlaws riding turbo mules out of Stampede's hexagon and across the Badlands. The shaman sees Stampede's face in a ball of energy.
At last, I must make ready for the forces of Stampede.
In the morning, the townsfolk and prairie people continue working. Brave Star stands in a tower by a large minigun and sees a cloud of dust in the distance. A visor drops down from his hat, and he zooms in on the approaching outlaws.
They're coming.
Heads up!
Hey!
They're coming. That activation machinery ready yet?
You still need the more minutes, Brave Star. Oh, not done yet.
I'll try to buy us some time then, but hurry.
Yes,
come on, big partner. Let's ride.
The Undertaker waves at Brave Star as he rides past on 3030 to meet the outlaws. As Tex Hex leads the horde of outlaws through the Badlands, he sees Brave Star and 3030 standing on a mountain waiting for them.
Vaporize him!
The outlaws fly past Tex towards Brave Star.
Sure hope you got this all figured out.
Nope.
I was afraid of that.
As they charge down the hill towards the outlaws, Brave Star draws his gun and fires, destroying several of the outlaws' turbo mules. Scuzz pulls out a gun that grows in his hand, then fires a huge bolt of energy, knocking Brave Star and 3030 to the ground. Ah! 3030's buried beneath a pile of rubble as Brave Star takes shelter behind a rock and shoots at the incoming outlaws. Bolts of energy shoot from Tex's eyes, destroying the rock and knocking Brave Star to the ground where he drops his gun. Two ghostly snakes appear in front of Brave Star, who jumps back to avoid them, grabbing his gun and shooting them. Brave Star destroys two more turbo mules as 3030 emerges from the rubble.
You know,
know, partner, sometimes you can be a real pain.
Here they come again.
We got some stomping to do.
3030's bathed in blue light as he rears up and transforms into a human shape. He shoots down several outlaws with his blunderbuss. Bravestar uses Strength of the Bear to pick up a huge boulder, which he uses as a shield before hurling it towards several outlaws. A pack of dog-like figures appear behind him and attack. The stagecoach appears through the dust with JB riding alongside Molly, the driver. Viper appears above them on her metallic snake and shoots it. Fuzz lassos her and pulls her from the snake as JB throws her justice hammer at it and destroys it.
Partner.
3030 looks at the piles of mangled machinery from the broken turbo mules. As he shakes hands with Bravestar, they see Tex Hex. Tex Hex uses his powers to raise a giant out of the rock. It towers over Bravestar and 3030, who look at each other and smile. 3030 fires his blunderbuss and blows an enormous round hole in the chest of the giant, which then crumbles and falls to pieces.
Ready to give up, Hex?
Not a chance, Marshal. You have yet to meet the greatest force of evil on this planet. Stampede!
Smoke swirls above Tex Hex, and bolts of green lightning flash as the huge figure of Stampede appears. Stampede stares at them through the smoke, then opens his mouth, revealing a glowing blue power.
Once I ruled with legions of evil, now I shall rule again. Rise, my servants! Rise and serve your
Forked lightning flashes across the desert, illuminating the fossilized bones of enormous horned beasts. Bravestar and the others escape on the stagecoach as the skeleton's eyes glow red and they begin to rise up out of the ground. The stagecoach reaches the town as dozens of the huge, lumbering, four-legged beasts slowly follow them.
It better work. Activate fortress mode. Now!
As Bravestar pulls a lever, a siren blares a warning to the townsfolk. The townsfolk flee. Handlebar turns an enormous wheel and the town begins to transform. Sidewalks fold up against storefronts, and panels slide together to form solid blocks and walls as the snarling, white-horned beasts approach. As JB pulls a lever, cogs turn and thick metal tubes reach out to screw into nearby buildings. They pull the buildings towards the central point in the town, forming a solid ring of metal.
Thank you.
Fuzz pulls a lever which doesn't move. He grits his teeth and climbs onto it, pushes it down with all his weight, then jumping up and down on it, but it doesn't move. The herd of beasts reaches the outer wall as the lever finally gives, and new defenses spring up to block the beast's path. As the metal defenses spring up, several beasts are hit and break into pieces. The skeletons of the broken beasts begin to reform. Bravestar pulls a lever and gun turrets appear all over the town. A white flag showing the gold star and red stripes of New Texas unfurls over the fortified town. Stampede and Tex Hex watch from a nearby mountain as the herd of beasts close in on the new fortress. The townsfolk open fire with the guns and one of the beasts is blown apart. Scattered bones begin to move and the beast reforms, then continues its attack. Beast bites down into the defenses, tearing holes in the wall as Bravestar, JB, Handlebar, and 3030 shoot down at them from the ramparts. Several more beasts are blown apart, but more follow, destroying the outer buildings of the town. .30-30 fires at the oncoming beast, then looks around to see one rise up over the ramparts and bite down on the muzzle of his gun. He pulls the trigger, and the beast is blown to pieces before magically reforming below him.
We got problems, Bravestar! The rain's unstoppable!
More of the beasts are blown apart, then reform and continue their attack.
League, little partner. We need help. Shaman, it's time!
No! Stampede! Across space and time, the moment has come, evil one. Two forces will now join to defeat you. The powers of myself and Bravestar!
Stampede hurls an enormous bolt of energy which hits the shaman in his mountain. The shaman is thrown back, and his golden spear falls from the mountain onto the ground below.
Shaman! Speed of the Pumba!
As Bravestar speeds away, Fuzz leaps off the ramparts to follow him.
No! Stop him!
I will.
Tex transforms into a floating purple skull which chases Bravestar as he speeds through the desert. Tex passes him before he can reach the golden spear and changes back into a man. Bravestar crashes into him, then falls, sprawling to the ground. Bravestar sees the spear in front of him and crawls towards it, his clothes and gloves torn to shreds. Tex rises up behind him and Stampede appears. An energy bolt hits Bravestar as he struggles to reach the spear. As he recovers and reaches forward, Tex stamps on his hand. Fuzz appears. As Tex shoots bolts of energy, they hit Fuzz's gun and reflect back into his eyes. Bravestar sees Fuzz lying on the ground beside him.
Strength!
of the bear!
Braystar crushes Tex's foot and throws him against a wall of rock before standing and grasping the shaft of the shaman's golden spear. Stampede attacks Braystar with energy from his hands, horns, and eyes. Braystar holds the spear in front of him as the cliff below his feet begins to crumble. He throws the spear which pierces Stampede's chest. Stampede implodes, creating a vacuum which draws in all the surrounding magic. The townsfolk look around as the oncoming beasts crumble into dust. Tex Hex is pulled into the vortex and it disappears. Braystar looks down at the fallen figure of Fuzz lying beneath his broken gun. As he gently picks him up and bows his head, Fuzz opens his eyes and smiles.
Thanks for popping up, little partner.
Here I am, boss! I'll help you! Let me out!
Scuzz appears out of the ground and Braystar steps on him as he leaves. The golden spear glows, then disappears.
The evil has been conquered. Good has triumphed at last. I can rest.
You saved the town, Braystar. Aren't you gonna stay and help us celebrate?
Nope. You all do the celebrating. You earned it. As for me, now that all the excitement's died down, Shaman and I have got a lot of stories to swap while he recovers. Adios.
He rides 30-30 past a line of townsfolk, then pauses by JB.
Just remember, if you need me, I'll be around.
Tears form in her eyes as she watches him go.
Celebrating anyways. Come on, amigo, sweet water's on me.
Come on, daughter, let's celebrate.
JB starts to walk away, then looks up as she hears a horse approaching. Braystar scoops her up. They stop by Fuzz sitting on his prairie rocket with his arm in a sling.
Well, come on, deputy.
Deputy? No, yes, no, Marshal Braystar.
Fuzz puts the star on his hat, then follows Braystar and JB as they ride across New Texas. Audio description created by SDI Media. Written by Steve Blacker. Narrated by Nizar Al-Durazi. Starring the voices of Charlie Adler, Susan Blue, Pat Frawley, Ed Gilbert, Alan Oppenheimer. Other credits continue on screen.